from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Joe Rose Show continues now, but first an update from out west.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you, Hollywood. Hello, everybody. It's Mike Hunt from Action News 69. I'm here at the Milpitas Olympic Celebration, and it has been quite the turnout to honor our Olympic champions. Milpitas royalty will be on hand as we get things going with Grand Marshal Kimbo Camper leading the parade straight down D Street. Over 20,000 Milpitases will be here today for the biggest celebration in our town's history. And don't forget our friends at the General Store. We'll have the official Milpitas 1 bronze shirts and hats for sale while supplies last. I am Mike Hunt, coming in live from the heart of D Street. And now let's send it back to you crazy guys back in the studio. All right.
Hey, douchebag, it's Main Street. You don't have a B Street or an E Street or whatever you conjured up. You know, what do you do? You know what? He must sit on the toilet at night and try to figure out some goofy thing to say about the town that I love. And by the way, I don't know if you saw that last preseason game when Vita Vea picked up Jack Driscoll off of his feet and threw him back and drove him out of Milpitas city limits and put him in Alviso in the dump. You know, so you're the next one on the B-train.
Hey,
B-train there.
By the way, you and I are looking at each other. We're driving home, and we always laugh about Vita Vea because he did go to Milpitas High School. I go, Bo, did you see what he did to Driscoll at center?
Did he
goes, did I see it? Took him straight back 5 yards and put him on his back.
So I knew Vita was playing, right? And I wanted to get in the thing that me and him are the only two guys from Milpitas. You know, I was going to get it in one way or another. And all he was in for that one play with Jack Driscoll. So he picks Jack Driscoll up and throws him about 10 yards in the backfield.
Oh, my God.
And I go, woo, that was tough on Driscoll. But you know, Vita Vea and I.
Yeah, right.
Because I knew he wasn't going to go back in.
Oh, no.
So, and I forced it in there, and Goldie's jumping on. Yeah, that's right. You know, I was going to say it, too.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Bo, you're a great sport for growing up in Milpitas, in the Milpitas town of Milpitas, and going to Milpitas High School.
You're darn right.
And,
you're
hey, listen, right. All those small towns, I'm from Marysville and Marysville High School.
Let me ask you this. Hey, Hollywood, where are you from? Where'd you grow up?
In Boca.
Oh, you grew up in Boca. Boca.
Hey,
let me ask you one question from you blue bloods up in Boca, who wiped their ass with gold toilet paper. Did you have any Olympians in the Olympics?
No.
Did you have any Olympians in the Olympics, huh?
No, oh, you guys have the market cornered
right.
on
maybe
that.
Maybe equestrian, right? That you maybe have an equestrian somewhere?
Either that or it could be tennis, because all those tennis centers are up there.
Yeah, but you know, Chris but no, but those center. Tennis, they all come from Europe.
Yeah, that's
true. None of them come from Boca High School, right? What are they, Boca Jets? what's the Boca
it is
High
the,
School there?
It is a youth. How'd you know it was Boca Jets? That's
they're
the
Boca
youth.
Jets. I listened to, I you know, if you listen to our man, Bluestein, you know all about
the Boca Jets.
You all know all about those leagues down there.
That's a good one.
Yeah, see?
All right, so Kimbo Camper's with us this morning. You know what? What's the guy's name again, Woody? What's that guy's name again that does the reporting out there? What'd you say, Mike?
Yeah, Mike.
Okay. Mike Hunt.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And the other reporter, Seymour Butts, right?
Yeah, right. Hey, Bo, all right, so.
Yeah, I know.
So you heard coming in here.
I did.
So yesterday, Chris Greer.
Yeah.
after 53 minutes. I think it's mandatory around the NFL because I saw a bunch of other GMs.
Let me ask you a question. Why are the Dolphins always the last one to put it out? I mean, I'm looking out. I'm looking. It's 4 o'clock, and everybody else. I'm like, I look on Pro Football Talk.
Still waiting.
Here's the Broncos 53 man. Here's the 49ers. About 7 o'clock, it pops out on somewhere.
I don't know about you, but it kept me around a lot longer looking. I just figured. I was like, God, we still got some more. And I'm trying to do the numbers and adding it up. And, they put this guy in the PUP, and this guy's on IR, and Cam Smith's on IR.
The Beckham's going to play this next week. Oh, he's not?
All right. I got to give you credit. You called it. You called it probably a month ago.
A good month. You know what? I called it when they signed
him. You told
him.
Me, and then you said it again. Yep. He's not going to start the season.
Yep.
And I went, wow.
Yeah, but look, the guy never showed. Didn't show up at minicamp.
No, he was injured. But we have injured guys at minicamp. But they're going to be back for camp.
Yeah, but I don't know. You look at a spotted horse, and it's a spotted horse. You can put paint on him, but once that paint comes off, he's still a spotted horse. This guy has been a guy that's gone out, has been injured most of the time after he's had 3 good years, living on a big catch.
Mm-hmm.
And then what has he done in the last? He's been on like 4 or 5 different teams. And that was always my criteria. I always get leery. And look, this is not about – I mean, it's not typically him, but he's this year's guy that I think about this way. If he's been on that many different teams – and none of those teams kept him for a second year, there's something wrong there. It's like Brandon Marshall, right? When we had Brandon Marshall played on 4 or 5 teams in this league. He was always the best receiver on that team, and he was always probably one of the top 5 receivers in the National Football League. Why was everybody happy when he left and was never going, geez, I wish we had him back? Why is that?
Well, I don't know if that's being fair to Odell putting Brandon Marshall.
I'm not saying he's the same thing. I'm just saying guys have a pattern of what they do, It's just look, we've had guys in the team. Let's go back to DeVante Parker. Everybody knew you had DeVante Parker when he was healthy and playing, really good player. But once he went, how many times you say gets caught, makes a catch, gets hit, goes down hard. Oh, there he goes. That's going to be 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, happened a lot.
So people are creatures of habit.
Watched Adam Gase try to get him to play in Buffalo before the game, going, "You can do this, man. You're okay. You can give it."
I'm not pointing. Look, you play what you play. You play the way you want to play. Play when you want to play and when you don't want to play. But it was at some point you see a pattern of what guys do, and you can't,
You were at most of practices, and you did the 3 games on TV, so you got to see it up close. Are you worried? So the Odell Beckham was the second part yesterday that Chris Kerr had to answer. The first one is, everybody's looking at this old line and saying it's from the injuries and guys that aren't back yet and when they're going to be back, and the guys we lost and have we replaced them. Are you worried about the old line at all?
Worried a little bit about it. I work from the middle out. If you got a good center, that's going to help your. That's going to be the base of your offense. Work out from.
Well,
there.
We saw that firsthand.
First thing we've seen it. Look,
we saw from maybe a bad example. It's kind of like throwing Marino in it.
Right.
Dwight probably should leave Dwight out of this, but Dwight made the guards whole hell of a lot better.
So
it's nothing against
Jim Langer. Jim Langer,
same deal.
So let's go.
But two of the four best.
But those
centers
are two Hall of Famers now.
Right.
Those are two Hall of Famers. How was that offensive line when Tim Ruddy played there? How was that offensive line when Mike Pouncey played there?
Mike made everybody better.
Made everybody better on there. That helped you from the inside out.
Yep.
And so now you've got you had Connor Williams last year, who was adequate. I don't think he was great. Had some issues with the snaps.
He actually
and played pretty well.
Pretty well with the center rankings.
But so now you got your best center. Who's Aaron Brewer? I'm not sure when he's going to be able to play.
Right.
And so now you're shifting people around. Eichenberg should be playing at guard, but now he's playing at center. You got this. So everything weakens things from the inside out, the way I see it. And so the one consolation that I will say about this offensive line is that we've got Butch Berry. And I think Butch did a great job.
He's unbelievable. By the way, that's why they think part of this.
I think he did a great job last year with this offensive line.
Yeah.
And the reason I think Butch is a guy that can make it work is that he's a fundamental and technique guy. You can get a bat. You can get a guy that maybe is not the most athletic guy or whatever. If he's got good fundamentals and good technique, you can make up for some deficiencies. Yeah. And so that's kind of therein lies my feeling about, hey, we'll be all right. Compound it with Mike McDaniel's offense, which is a quick passing offense. Like Tua said earlier this week, I get the ball out quick.
Yeah, you guys can worry about it. It's going to be
worry about those guys, but I'm going to get the ball out quick. Now, when he doesn't get the ball out quick and he pulls it down a little bit,
we got a problem.
That's when the issue comes up.
Now you're starting to look around.
Yeah.
So I thought Butch did absolutely one of the best coaching jobs because he played. They missed 30-something games to start.
And had a lot of guys rolling in and out, man.
And he did it with number 6, 7, 8, and 9.
Yep.
And those guys played a lot of football. So he told me, hey, a lot of those guys are back. And because of the experience they got last year, I feel better about them. But, you know, again, we'll see. I was actually surprised till it was funny. Well, it wasn't funny watching him get thrown around there. I know we were laughing about it earlier, but boy, Driscoll getting he got cut. I don't know if it was from that play, but that play will always stand out.
I think he made it, and then they picked up the receiver, and then they let him go, right?
Yeah.
Because I was surprised when he was on the 53.
Yeah, no.
But then it didn't last very long.
Right, right. And so they end up letting him go. So anyway, that was yesterday, and so just this one little thing, this little soapbox here. So Chris, so they listen to everything, no matter what they say. Coach is here, and if they don't hear, I'm not saying Mike gets up in the morning and goes, "What's everybody talking about?" Ann makes them aware of that's part of her job and her staff's job, and they, hey, this is what everybody's going to be writing about and talking about. But Chris, I think got a little bit more time to pay a little bit more attention, and he's got people coming to him. So I don't know. This really bothered Woody that he comes out and says, yeah, Mike and I kind of laugh about you guys always talking about the offensive line. Well, yeah. I mean, I think our writers are pretty knowledgeable about things. I give them credit. I'm not saying they know fundamental and technique, tech on who should be the final cuts and stuff, but they got a good feel for positions and how good people are.
Yeah.
So you had a problem with that he kind of said, we're kind of laughing about you guys always carrying on.
Oh, look, I think he'd be laughing at, that's a little bit of a, that's a little bit of a shot over the bow, right?
Yeah.
But, this isn't just going on right here, Joe. This isn't going on here in Miami.
Going on everywhere.
And this isn't the Miami writers, and it's not all the guys that are talking on radio and the guys that have podcasts and the guys that are the big O's that just where I don't know wherever you get information, he gets information, or how you listen to him. I don't know how you do that. But guys like that, they're in every city. They're in every city.
Right.
They're talking about it in Cincinnati. They're talking about it in Chicago. They're talking about, and it may not be the offensive line.
Might be a different position,
but it's some
quarterback
position.
Something. That's right.
So I don't know. And look, everyone's doing their own job, and so everyone's going to be critical about the guy that's doing the job when they're talking about themselves. So, I wouldn't take offense to it. to be honest, it's what makes the sports world go round, right?
Yeah, no question.
Right, everybody pointing fingers at this and that,
but in
the end, there's only one team that gets to say
that's
we were right.
I said this yesterday. There's two guys that are on a hall pass this year. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
You darn right.
If they have an off year, it's we're fine.
Darn right.
But I would just say back to the organization in general, and Mike talks about it. Like, look, man, till we win a playoff game, forget that Super Bowl talk. Till we win a playoff game, and we're dead last of all 32 teams. The last team to win a playoff game now. It belonged to Detroit for years and years, and now it belongs to Miami?
Yeah.
Miami's got that?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear it. We had this talk with Seth the other day. Yeah. You and I and Seth are going around about it.
Yeah.
And I go, Seth, getting the playoffs is not enough. Being a wild card in the last wild card position or second and going on the road and losing doesn't, give me bragging rights when I come back. We made the playoffs. Yeah. Oh, boy.
You're a wild card team. You're like the spare tire in the back of your car, sitting in the trunk just waiting to fall out. You know what I mean? It's just, look, and you know, you're right. I mean, you got to win a game. So, you know, so that isn't the ultimate judge is the ultimate judge of a football team, baseball team, basketball team, hockey team, whatever. Isn't what the sports writers say. Isn't what the management says. It's who's carrying that trophy at the end,
right?
And who's got some pelts on them,
right?
Who's got playoff pelts on them? You know,
what teams do you think of besides Kansas City? Right off,
Coach, he said, look, if you don't win the Super Bowl, no one remembers who lost the Super Bowl. People forget the people that lost the Super Bowl. You're number two. No one cares about you. Everyone's talking about number one, and if you're not number one, you're those guys.
You know what's funny? You and I laugh about things we remember about Coach Shula, and I know we got to go to break. We're super late here. Kimbo Camper's with us today. I remember going, we're going to win the AFC East.
Yeah.
Like, it was a matter of fact, we're going to win the AFC East, but it's about home field for us.
Yeah.
He was a big home field guy.
No
like
doubt.
This.
No
we
doubt.
Don't, we don't have snow, and we don't have rain, but we got humidity around here year-round, and that Orange Bowl is a hot mofo. Yeah.
So let me ask, how many times did we win the AFC East when you were here?
Five.
Every year? 5 or 6 years? Yeah. Whatever?
5 straight, I think.
We never got a T-shirt or a hat, did we?
No.
We just came to practice the next day and it was another day.
Right. We got another home game coming up. That's what he'd say. That's we got a home game. We got to win it. And we win that, we're going to have a chance to have a conference championship right here. No, that was it. All right. Hey, Kimbo Camper's with us. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, 33 years in the business and doing some great work out there. A lot of people, I want to talk to people in my own age group there, 62 and older, reverse mortgages, one of the most popular mortgage we have here in South Florida. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. If you've got a lot of equity in your home, boy, it might be perfect for you. Maybe not where you thought you'd be getting close to retirement as far as money saved up. Well, let me tell you, that reverse mortgage can make a big, big difference for you, and nobody gets it done faster than Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. By the way, he's got some great programs out there for first-time home buyer rates in the fives right now. Fixed rates in the fives. Self-employed people, been declined by the banks? Don't worry. Michael Kotze's got a program for you, too. I could go on and on about the programs, but Michael Kotze's been getting it done here in South Florida for 33 years. You can always get a hold of him. He works his butt off. Even on the weekends, that guy's working. Hey, check out Google Reviews on the web. Choice Mortgage Reviews. You're going to see he's getting outstanding stuff said about him and a lot of great marks you can take advantage of. He gets it done in half the time of the big banks. Here's his cell phone number. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we still have our contest going here. We'll have this next couple of days for you. The Great Country Show, Stars and Strings, coming back to Hard Rock Live November 14th. Got a chance for you to win tickets to see Jordan Davis, Riley Green, Parker McCollum, and more. To enter, text the word CONCERT to 20357. That's CONCERT to 20357. You can win a pair of tickets to see Stars and Strings. Message and data rates may apply. Joe, we'll go back to
with
you.
Two.
All right, and thank you, Woody, as Bo and I are just doing a little yapping off the air here about the old Stanley Cup being out at Bo Campers last night.
Yeah, it was nice. Had a bunch of
people. That's amazing how they do that.
It really is. You know, it's funny because you know the players get it for a day,
right?
But the entire staff gets it for a day. You know? I mean, you know, John Congemi's son, Johnny, you know, he's a replay guy. He gets it for a day. Everybody in the organization gets it. And if you're to the level of the organization, you get your name on the cup too.
That's crazy. So did they call you and say, "Hey,
had somebody that was his day to get the cup, and he said, "Hey, you know, I'd like to take it up there because I'm gonna invite some people to come over.
Oh, cool.
See it." So I said, "Yeah." We just gave him a spot and came up, and I dropped by there for a little bit, and Doc Schwartzen was there.
Doc.
Huh?
Doc, he's original. I saw pictures in the locker room afterwards.
I think he may be getting one of those Stanley Cup rings, you know.
Oh, no, he's in.
You know, so you got to like that. And then, a bunch of the guys from the Dolphin staff were over there checking it out. And, it was fun. And so the kid was happy as the kids train. My man's train. Train is the equipment guy that brought it over there. And he had his whole family there and a bunch of people. And,
that's cool.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
No, you know what? Maybe one of the best traditions in sports, right?
The way they do that, no question. Yeah. The way they do that and the whole thing.
So you see what they did to their ice now. You know, they're in the middle of the ice for the Panthers this year. You know, that circle with the – so it's all red, and it's like – it looks like – they look like wings. It's actually what the inside of the Stanley Cup looks like. The bowl and the Stanley Cup with the wings on it.
Wow.
Where do you see
it? That's
awesome.
Not know that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we've we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning besides 53-man roster and the practice squad laid down, and I haven't talked to you since that, just since we drove home from Tampa Bay, but any real surprises for you? Now you've had a little bit of time
really.
To digest
it.
No,
there were some of those guys like Maitre. You know, you thought maybe he would sneak in there because they, every time we'd have a production meeting, his name came up in a good way. But I knew it was going to be tight. I knew, between them and Storm Duck and some of those other guys that were in that mix in the secondary between the safeties and the cornerbacks. I figured one was going to make it.
I thought Isaiah Johnson, the way he talked
about.
One
was
going to
make it, and maybe two, you know. But so Duck made it, and the other guys I think are on the
practice squad.
I don't think Maitre got on the practice squad.
No, Maitre is. Maitre is on the practice squad. So Bo, the money's different, obviously. Practice squad to the active roster, but you're right there, man. And with injuries, this practice squad. I don't know what the number is. But I'm guessing a high percentage of those guys off the original practice squad get picked up.
You know what, Joe? It's funny because I heard you talking about it a little bit coming in, and it's almost like that practice squad now becomes a little bit of a semi-injured reserve. Not that they're hurt, but where you can, this guy gets hurt, I can pick them up.
Bring them up three
get
times.
Someone we know because they're practicing with us and stuff like that, and if you bring them up and they stay, then you stay, and you got three chances to do it with them. So I think that –
Eric Ezekama is going to be one of them that comes up. Nick Needham's got a chance to come up.
And Craycraft is on. I think Craycraft is on that too.
He's
on the IR, but the IR where he can come back.
Right.
Is the kid that the tight end that played really good.
He is a hell of a story. And by the way, he is on the practice squad.
No doubt.
That tough son of a gun ended up, had himself.
So you talk about the last preseason
Rucci,
game.
Hayden
you,
Rucci.
You talk about the last preseason game. Doesn't mean anything for anybody. He doesn't play the way he played on Friday night. He's not on that practice squad right now. Do you believe that?
Yes,
I do.
100%.
I do. Because he showed you a lot of things. He caught the ball. He blocked. He got hurt. He came right back on the field after getting hurt, played well again. He showed you a lot of stuff in that game, and I think had he not had that game, he may be floating around out there.
So I got
somewhere.
One better that I get asked all the time, and I know you have too. Did Skyler win that job over Mike White the way he played in that game? I think he did.
No doubt. I went to after one of the practices in Tampa. You know, I was listening to Skyler, and I felt like saying I was going to ask him a question, but I don't usually ask questions in those things. But I was going to say, you know, I was going to tell him. I said, you know, you could probably lay your head on the pillow right now and say I did everything I could to earn that job. And then he went out and played the same way he did.
Yeah.
And you could hear it in his voice afterwards when he was interviewed after the game. He said, look, I laid it all in line. I did everything I could, and I'm very pleased. And I agreed 100% with him. That was a two-man battle, and there is no doubt he won that war.
Yeah. And by the way, he used his tight ends underneath to keep the drives going. No, he did a lot of good things. And Mike White, of course, picked up by the Buffalo Bills on their practice squad and going from there. So, yeah, it's interesting. Do you feel as good about this team? Because everybody's getting asked. That's the other question. Do you feel better about last year at this time or this year?
I feel a little better at this year, only for a couple reasons. First, I'll give you the two big reasons. One is Jonnu Smith, and one is Hill, the two tight ends. I think that gives us a little better
production
from that tight end spot. Yeah. And not only from a touchdown standpoint, but I think the packages that they're going to put in for Jonnu are going to be pretty creative and give him and add to the offense. And the other thing is the kid there's so many Jamal or so many Jordans and the running back from the kid from 25 the kid from
Jalen Wright
he's really intriguing to me what he brings to the table for those two people.
He got
those,
some carries.
Two guys a lot to me amp this offense up a little more than it was. Now again, I'll be honest with you, and you know, I'm a little concerned with the offensive line, and I'm a little concerned with the middle of the defensive line. You know, that rotation you got in there, Peely and those guys, and you know, it's funny, there was 10, 11 defensive tackles on the roster, and now there's three.
A lot of the 90s got wiped out.
A lot of the 90s got wiped out in that one. But look, I know everybody's pretty high on Cam. I've seen some good stuff out of Cam, but when it comes to a power running game, I think that's the Achilles heel for him right now. He's got to figure out how to stand up to some of that outside, whether they're trying to hook him, whether they're trying to kick him out, whether they're just stampeding him. He's going to have to bow up a little bit out there until Jalen comes back. Chubb's not going to be back for at least a month.
You're talking about Chop, right? When you said Cam, you meant Chop.
I'm sorry. I thought they were going to Cam Smith. I'm stuck on Cam Wake here.
No, that's right.
Chop. I'm sorry. Yeah, Chop.
That's one that body Cam had. Jeez.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. So, listen, but we got a lot more to get to, including the podcast. When we come back, we want to talk about that, man. We want everybody to get involved. It's just it's been fun, and it's got such great stuff out to pasture and podcast and got a lot of really cool things coming up. We'll be telling you about more and more, but Sal Palantonio was just so good, man. One of my favorites. I left, I felt good, man. Yeah. Sal Palantonio makes you feel good.
Well, you know what? You know, Sal, look, we've had a lot of great guests. You know, we had Doug still got another week on the podcast for him, and his story was, you know, I mean, a heroic story from what he's done.
I didn't know.
Yeah, really good stuff from him.
Finding his friend died.
But Sal, you know, didn't you just feel like, man, I just talked to a really classy guy. You know, I feel like a numbskull talking to him, you know, because he's a smart guy. He's a military veteran, an honored military veteran that a lot of people didn't know. But his ethics in the way he goes about his business is first class.
Yeah.
You know, he's not a rumor monger. He's not spitting out stuff just to get clicks.
I thought that was really interesting, talking about how he handles getting information.
Just the way he does it, yeah.
I thought that was great. All right, well, listen, we'll come back and talk more about that in just a second. First, I want to talk to you about Loctite. Yeah, it's hurricane season out there, folks, and if you haven't, still time to get those impact windows, doors, and roofing. And I always say this, man, Loctite is ready to take good care of you. It's hurricane season. If you haven't taken care of it, maybe it's time to do it, because Loctite says, come on down. We'd love to take care of you. We got some great financing plans to make it very, very affordable for you right now. Impact windows, doors, and roofing, 100% financing, zero down. Impact windows, doors, and roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Impact Windows as low as $3 per month per window installed. Listen, any kind, the roofing part of the company, the one thing you can take care of right now, you can't control how bad the storms are going to be, the tropical storms we get, but you can protect your home. And if you got a leaky roof right now, they do it all. Tile, shingle, metal flat, whatever it is. Very competitive prices, great people doing the work. So we're ready for you. Covering all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, even Palm Beach County. Loctite takes care of all the permits, HOA approvals. You don't have to worry about anything at all. Just call Loctite, their licensed and insured contractor, 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-5625. Very knowledgeable people will answer that phone and get you started. Don't wait for this hurricane season to get over. Get it done now with Loctite.
Time for weather, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 83 degrees, partly cloudy, thunderstorms possible at 11 a.m. Joel, send it back to you.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Kim Bocamper in the house today with us as well. And we've been talking about a lot of different things, including 53-man roster and, of course, all the talk about the offensive line and Odell Beckham and when's he going to be back and what's he going to look like? He's going to miss the first four games. But I do have some good news, man. A week from tonight, the Ravens go to Kansas City. How good is that game to start with?
That's going
to
be great.
Patrick Mahomes.
You know, I'm probably more excited about this season. Because, look, I'm excited about the Dolphins.
what they got the first four days.
Yeah, you got a good opportunity to come out there and get that thing going, and I hope they come out of shoot. But watching just football in general, it's this league has done such a good job of it just kind of creates itself storylines and
great
this
ones.
And that's and all those kind of things. And like you said, coming out the first game, who's not waiting to see that? Who's not going to be watching TV on Thursday night? This might be one of those at 6 o'clock. Get the hell away from me. Leave me alone.
Yep.
I just want to sit here and beeline on this game.
They got some good ones. And Bo, I tell you.
Are the Boca Jets going to be playing on Thursday?
The Boca Jets. Yeah. Woody's going to take the kids and go out and watch the Boca Jets. Their tackle football team expected to be top five in South Florida
this
year. They got some feisty youngsters up there in that program. Hey, on top of that, the Dolphins open with Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence. They think they've got a good team, of course. And then 4 days later, the team that has just owned us.
Yeah. I think it's a great opportunity. I think it's a great opportunity. You got them in your backyard.
That's a game.
It's a short week.
Yep, short week.
And that team, look, they lost Milano, which was a big loss for them just recently. Diggs is not there.
Gabe's gone.
Poyer's not gone. And Poyer, I know he's an older player. We've got him here. But still, he was an integral part of that defense, from a standpoint of strategy and all those kind of things. I don't think that they're going to be fully cranking. I think our offense will be ahead of the curve as far as they're concerned. And if our defense can take some advantage of that, that's a great opportunity to get a really – first of all, to win an important football game.
You got to beat those guys.
Get you a leg up on them in the AFC East. But give your team confidence that they're going to be the team everyone's expecting them to be if you can get those guys and really put a thumb on them on that second game.
So obviously you want to win your opener and 1 o'clock game Sunday at Hard Rock. But 4 days later, that game – this AFC East could be.
Yeah.
It could be if the other guy, Rodgers, is healthy, the Jets could be right there with everybody else. You just got to get off to a good start.
Yeah.
The Bills have just, Bo, they've owned us. We've only beaten them twice since Josh Allen's been there.
They're 13-2 against us.
Something crazy.
That was boring. I remember when I came into the league, the Dolphins were in the middle of a 21-game winning streak.
I still can't believe that.
Bills. And I remember when we lost. I was on the team when we lost, and I think it was my second year or whatever, third year, and we lost. And everyone goes, "Well, how can we lose to them?" I don't know if you remember. There was one time we were playing them, and they had a chance. They had Tom Dempsey was their kicker. Remember?
Straight ahead.
And the straight
square
ahead
foot.
Kicker with the square foot, and it was like a 10-9 game or something like that. And so he's got and the wind was swirling around, and he's got like a chip shot to win and go, "Oh, we're going to let the streaks in." And all of a sudden, he hits a sidewinder that never even got close to the uprights, and we win the game and go, "Ooh, dodged a bullet, and I think we lost maybe the next time against
them. Funny you said that. So 1980 is when we lost that game. It was our first game. It was the first game of the season.
Yeah. Yep.
And we're on the bus going to this game, and everybody's going, hey, it's crazy. You're going to see stuff you've never seen from the fans as we come in. And then somebody said, hey, by the way, did you know that we never lost in the 70s to them? And I said, what? I said, O.J. Simpson never beat you guys? No. They go, no.
Yeah.
We beat O.J. twice a year, too.
Yeah.
And the rest of them, and I was shocked. And then, of course, we lost that game, and they pulled the field goal post down, and everybody ran on the field. We were sprinting for our life. Yeah. But so there's a little payback to my point right now with
But this is an opportunity, man. Look, forget the numbers. This is an opportunity to stick your foot in the ground for the AFC East and get a big leg up on some of those other teams. Now, you know, Aaron Rodgers. You know, I'm not.
Where do you feel about that?
Well, first of all, he's got to hold up. I mean, he's got to hold up.
A lot of games.
And you know what? I'm kind of over him. I'm really kind of over him. You know, I want to see what he can do at this age. You know, I wonder, you know, I don't know if he's going to bring the Matahari or whoever is, you know, in the locker room or whoever he's dealing with now. But he's a strange dude, man.
He is different.
You know, he's a strange dude. And we've seen a lot of strange dudes in this league, but he's one of those right now. And that may, you know, some of those things that are flying around in his head may just go sideways this season. I'm hoping.
So. They won 7 games without an offense last year. Well, really, it was amazing
that
they won.
Their defense is good. And they got some good guys in that offense. The one thing missing was him.
If he stays healthy.
Yeah, that's.
If he looks anything close to what he's looked like before last year.
If all three teams, if the Dolphins, the Jets, and the Bills all stay healthy, it's going to be a dogfight.
Yeah.
It's going to be a real dogfight, which will be fun to watch. Just hopefully we end up in the top of the pile, you know?
That's it.
Yep.
That would be the big one but you got to beat the Bills. You can't go 0-2 against the Bills the 1 year just a couple years ago was 0-3 with the playoff.
We got to be able to go into the what's the chicken wing place up there?
What's the
home of the chicken wing? I forgot about. We got to be able to go in there and puff our chests out walking instead of just kind of sneaking in there and
We used to go there. You and I used to go there all the time, and none of the other guys want to go there anymore.
I know. Now, yeah,
we got Danny to go the 1 year, and he sat there with us, and he admitted it was okay, but he wanted to go back to the steak. They got a great steak restaurant up there. We go to Chop House.
Yeah,
up
but
there.
It's a place. I can't remember. I can't remember
the original chicken wings place. Yeah. Anchor Bar.
There you go. Anchor Bar. Yeah, we used to go there all the time.
That pop up, Woody. Is that how you got it, or did you know?
I knew. I didn't want to.
I remember the first time I went to Buffalo, and everybody. I mean, it was like the bus barely put their bags in their room, and it was a beeline to the Anchor Bar. And then at the end of the game, they would send one of the equipment managers to go back again and get boxes and boxes and boxes of chicken wings to bring them back in the airplane. You know,
the curly fries and that blue cheese, the whole deal. Now, if you're going to do it, you got to do it upright.
But that steak place is pretty good.
Yeah, no, that steak place hard to beat. But I'll tell you what, man, if I could own one restaurant up there, I think I'd go with the original.
Well, you know, that's one of those places where the food can be good and bad, but people are going to come every time. It's a place you got to go to not many places you got to go to when you get to Buffalo, but that certainly is one of them.
Always packed. Yeah. My God. I mean, just packed. What a place up there. All right, so Bo, let's talk about the podcast a little bit, man. Where are we going? Out to Pasture podcast. Listen, if you're over the age of really 50, we've really targeted that, and with different people. And by the way, we've had doctors on. We've had different people talking about health issues that we're all going through. And by the way, I got all set up in October to finally on the bye week to get my surgery to get
Not
that
good,
thing
but
done.
It's about
finally.
Time, man.
And I have to tell you. I said, hey, man, because he called me, and I said, Bo, because I don't know if you've talked to him, and he just said, I said, Bo's feeling like he's about 35 years old, man, your energy for where you were.
Yeah, but that's what we're trying to do, you know, we're trying to talk to people of our age, you know, you got to be 50 or older to be on our podcast, and all it's about is like, you know, to extending your life, and you know if you can get, if you do a little exercise, which I wasn't doing any of, and so now I am, and I feel much better about myself. And if I extend my life a month, 6 months, 2 years, you know, that's more days than I would have if I didn't do it. And it's very easy, you know, just get up off the chair, walk around a little bit. And, you know, I've been going to some of these 55 and over communities and just talking about doing that. Hey, you know, just get up, you know, stand on your chair, just sit on your chair, stand up 10 times a day.
Yeah.
And that's good. That's more than you've done. That's more than you did yesterday.
It's amazing. Every guy's got every week. And we were just talking about Sal. And Doug Betters is an amazing story. He is so active in Montana. Look, it's amazing.
The guy's
Doug's
in a wheelchair,
done.
And he does more than probably 80% of the able-bodied people.
Yeah, he doesn't want to hear it, by the way, if you're giving him some kind of excuse while you're not. No.
You know, we kind of slithered around it because he doesn't feel like there's anything holding him back.
He's going fishing.
Unbelievable.
He's going
out. His airplane, you know?
He, by the way, if he slowed down, I haven't seen it. Plus, he's got that beautiful wife of his, too.
Well, there you go.
Hit the jackpot on that one, too. Who said he didn't hit a jackpot? He hit the jackpot with her, for sure. But Sal, the same way.
Yeah.
Sal's active, almost getting closer to 70, and still going strong with ESPN.
Yep.
So it's been great. It's Out the Pasture podcast, and we're enjoying it. We hope you'll enjoy it, too, if we'll keep you updated on what we have.
OutThePasturePodcast.com. You got like three quarters of it in there.
What did I say? OutThePasturePodcast?
Yeah. You got to get the .com in there.
.com?
For the .com people. But
isn't that a given, though, that you still got to do .com?
Is that maybe? Is that, you need, you
know. Go ahead, watch this. Woody, help.
No, I was going to say, don't you have like a bellsouth.net email address? So.
Yeah, but mine, yeah, I do. Good point.
You need to throw the .com in there, bro.
You don't have to put like that HTTDP or whatever.
No, you don't have to put that. No.
You don't have to do that anymore?
I got
to
get rid of that .net thing, too. It is embarrassing.
You guys got to keep it simple.
Everybody makes a comment, too, like, .net, how old are you? I go, I'm friggin' old. Well,
you know when you really know someone's old? When you go, hey, can you give me my give me your email address, and it's an AOL email.
Yeah. Hey,
I mean, Joe's got a defunct, landline phone company, so.
I do.
That thing's been, I don't even
want to. I just want to go through all the changes so I still pay for it and it doesn't exist.
But you got to keep it simple. I told you my dad was trying to find it.
I'm afraid to change
anything. You got to keep it real
simple. I changed something, I think I'm going to lose everything I got on my phone.
Oh, no.
Which sometimes might not be a bad thing.
Boy, I can't believe we do these podcasts. Thank God for Seth to get us connected and get everybody connected and sound. And
I'll be honest with you, and I think you should be honest with the audience, too, is that neither one of us knew how to get on a podcast when we were doing a podcast. Right?
No.
When we first started.
When I do them at home, somebody says, can you do it? I go, let me see where my wife and kids are.
I've
around.
Actually now listened to podcasts when I'm driving around. I kind of bounce around. I like to listen to Joe Rogan, which is, he's in and out and stuff. But so I've got three or four podcasts I listen to now. And I'm listening to books. I'm looking to books while driving around. I found out.
I'll tell you what, man. I found out
there's more things to listen to than 60s and 70s music.
Hey, Bo, I don't know if this is married, but what the hell is going on? But you're a different dude, man. There's no question. Bo, thank you so much, man. Great having you with us, and a lot of good stuff. Hey, we got Perk coming up, man. He stirred it up. Perk went with it. By the way, Perk came out strong again. And Dave Hyde apparently didn't talk.
Perk would be a great cornerback. Because he can run up and play the run, but then when it run, then he can backpedal really quick.
Yeah.
You know,
he's been all over. He can come in strong and next day tell you you're the greatest player of all time. I know. No, I got
to run to my car so I can hear Perk. I always love listening to him.
Perk is a trip, man.
You know, that Perk and Omar, you got a nice little group of. Guys coming in.
Oh,
here.
Oh yeah!
They got the ability to
stir it up and then pull back, like you said. And no, he's really good, Joe. I don't care what you say. Hey, I got to tell you who's really good every day. Baptist Health South Florida, Dr. Schwartz, and we're just talking about you, man. You and that whole group at Baptist Health, those doctors, the facilities, man. I just can't say enough. And I just want to say this to anybody out there. I hope you never get injured. But reality is, if you're playing team sports and you're still competitive or individual sports, you're going to get injured. And when you do, people ask me, where do the pros go? I go, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, lots of high school athletes. A lot of people are coming to South Florida to see their specialists and their team doctors that they have right now, and they are really good. Some of the best in the business. knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. These guys are top notch. And the reason I'm talking about it, you're going to be able to see them too. They cover all of South Florida. And I want to let you know, we got three facilities I talk a lot about, Doctor's Hospital in Coral Gables, also at Hard Rock Stadium next to the training facility. That thing's on fire right now. You can go out there and see those great doctors. And the new facility on 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. You can't go wrong. The pineapple is alive and going stronger than ever. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day by getting you healthy, playing the sports you love the most.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.